I was wondering why diesel fuel prices are not falling like gasoline prices. So I called up Iowa Department of Agriculture energy analyst Harold Homas. Let's talk a little bit about the fact everybody's all excited about gas prices going down. It could be under $2, and we're all excited about that. And then we look up there, and we see the price for diesel fuel, which is kind of stuck. So what are some of the reasons why diesel is not falling as quickly as unleaded or ethanol or the other types of gasoline fuels?
Well, first of all, you're right on your observation in that the diesel prices at similar sites, as you would look throughout travel throughout Iowa, range from $1 to $1.20 or so higher than the base gasoline price, the E10 product. And it is selling currently at a what could only be considered a hefty premium. It does have some basis on that valuation right now, though, in that Midwest inventories are at fairly significant lows compared to our 5- and 10-year averages. We're well below those average values. So it is kind of a function right now of supply-demand. I think we're going to get it caught up here shortly. There were a couple of refineries that had a couple spot outages earlier, one in Indiana, one further south, Kansas, and I think that product should be moving up the pipeline, and that we get things a little bit more in line in the near future.
All right, so I'm going to throw you a bit of a curve. Sure. Everybody always says, well, okay, well, we got these biofuels. We got biodiesel. Why don't we just switch over to biodiesel? We got plenty of soybeans. Why don't we do that?
Biodiesel is actually considered a premium product in terms of running through the diesel engine, adding lubricity, et cetera. But wholesale biodiesel costs are actually above the petroleum-based product. So that doesn't really pull down the value of a gallon of diesel fuel. Actually, in a very modest way, pulls up the price typically. But it is regarded certainly as a premium product. So we have in many areas of the country right now, December through February, to make sure that our filters and fuel lines don't freeze up, we usually run a blend of 80-20, 50-50, number one and number two to keep transportation moving.
We have availability and the switchover. Those two things, those two factors are probably the biggest ones right now.
Availability is certainly the underlying issue right now. It has been very challenging getting that Y-grade product, we call it, that number one diesel, into the places that it needs to be located. And that's anything the north half of Iowa, certainly Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota. Most of the transport companies and end users are chasing the X-grade diesel and Y-grade diesel, more importantly, especially that number one, chasing it to distances. They're having to reach out to Omaha, Des Moines, and other places just to get that fuel available in blend form to where they can go 365 days, including the colder temps that we're likely to see in the next couple months.
Once the market is stable, once the availability is there, once that number one is available to go, are the predictions that diesel fuel will fall too?
Yeah, I think they'll probably fall in tandem. Obviously, at this point, diesel, as we rebuild some inventories and we get that Y-grade, that number one product into place, I think there'll be some relief in sight that we'll get into a more balanced supply-demand situation, and we're probably going to see that spread narrow back to less than a dollar between the low-end gasoline and the diesel product. As far as gasoline goes, I think the trend is still working with us in that there's continued downward pressure. Look for another 10 to 20 cents in the near term for gasoline to retreat. The bigger question is how much will diesel fall in line and come with it by that 10, 20 cents? I'm hopeful that it'll do at least that number, and we'll see a 20 to 40 cent narrowing of that spread for gasoline and diesel. But time will tell.
That's Harold Homas from the Iowa Department of Agriculture.